With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Thanks for joining us here on the pregame show, and we'll be talking soon, buddy.
All right, Graham. Take care, brother.
Bye. All right, so I just said bye like we were on the phone together.
And Chris Ello.
Very neat, Tony Gwynn Jr.
You know, I'm working. My neatness hasn't always been this way.
Pretty sweet.
I'm learning.
Look at the pink highlighter for strikeouts. Very colorful.
I change it up every game. So
very colorful.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, 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 the day has arrived, April 16th, Dodgers are on the schedule, Dodgers are in town, getting set to take on the Padres, kicking off a great day of baseball and doing it with Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Chris Ello, along with Matt Scraby in our Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., he is at the place everybody wants to be tonight, and that is Petco Park, getting set for Dodgers and Padres. First pitch is at 7 o'clock this evening. I'll have the pregame show at 6 o'clock right after our program this afternoon, and it's a Friar Friday, and that means Jake Cronenworth is our guest today. Jake's coming off a pretty good road trip. He hit .393 on the seven-game road trip, 11 for 28, three doubles, two RBIs, and a stolen base. And Jake will join us on the program coming up in about a half an hour. But we say hello to Tony Gwynn Jr. And, Tony, I mean, I know it's the April, and we've talked about how you can't overreact to everything, but that still doesn't change the fact that I think it's exciting, right, that the Dodgers are here. This is what the Padres spent all the money on, is to try and take on the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, it's first and foremost, afternoon, gentlemen. Good to be with you. Yes, absolutely, it is a measuring stick, at the very least, for the Padres today, right? They're going to find out where they are. Mind you, we are expecting them to be closer to 100%. We don't know yet, but... certainly, there is a lot of reason to be excited and really looking forward to this series.
Yeah, hopefully Fernando Tatis Jr. will be in the lineup. The official Padre lineup has not come out yet. As soon as it does, we will let you know. And I don't know if you'll get it before I do, Tony, but one way or another, we'll pass it along to everybody as soon as we know whether Fernando is officially in the lineup tonight. But it's still not going to be a 100%. Austin Nola's right. Not ready to go yet, but... and, of course, this is Denelson Lamet's spot in the rotation. It would be certainly a little bit even more juicy than it already is if the Padres were throwing Lamet, Darvish, and Snell against the Dodgers trio of Buehler, Kershaw, and Bauer. But we do have five of the six participants going this weekend. And, of course, it'll be up to Ryan Weathers to try and muck things up for the Dodgers tonight as he gets ready to make his first career start. I got to tell you, Tony, my dislike for the Dodgers grew by leaps and bounds again last night, watching their ball game against the Colorado Rockies. And maybe it just had to do with arrogance. As a matter of fact, never mind maybe. It had everything to do with arrogance. The Dodgers, in getting ready to play the Padres this weekend and tonight in particular, basically rested their entire team last night against the Colorado Rockies. They almost played a triple-A roster against the Rockies. The only two starters that were really in the game were Justin Turner and Max Muncy, and wouldn't you know it, both of them hit three-run home runs to help them win the game. But after Urias pitched six innings, the three guys they used out of the bullpen last night, Jimmy Nelson, Dennis Santana, and they used David Price to close, the first time he's ever picked up a regular season save. So they saved up all their bullets for the Padres. And I don't know, it just kind of annoyed me. I know the Rockies are bad, but a major league team shouldn't be so good that they can basically play their B team and still win a major league ball game. But they did, and so maybe I shouldn't hate them. I should just appreciate them, but I don't want to go that direction. You know what I'm saying? I want to be mad that they were able to play guys like Luke Raley making his first career start, and McKinstry and Rios and Lux and Matt Beatty and all of these Dodger guys. Chris Taylor played shortstop. Corey Seager got the night off. I mean, but they, you know, we have talked about this. They have the ability to do this, and that's why they're as good as they are, I guess. So
yeah, you know, I don't think there's a reason to be upset. I mean, the Padres are working to get to that spot too. Like, that's all depth issues there, right? You can afford to give Mookie a day off now. Bellinger's out. He may be returning today, but he's been out. He wasn't just that game. And in terms of that bullpen, Dennis Santana has been a highly regarded prospect for them who's been hurt quite a bit. And Jimmy Nelson was a big-time prospect for the Brewers that they have now. So this is, again, this is all about depth for them. They have a little bit more of it than everybody else. But I think, you know, look, the Padres are really trying to do the same thing. Now, they come into this series a little banged up. It's a little bit different. They may have done a little bit of that. They might have did a little bit of that yesterday. They gave Myers the day off. They gave Pham the day off yesterday.
Yeah, against
the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I think there are some methods to the madness. Of course, both teams want to be as healthy and rested as they can be going into this series, because I think both teams understand, although it is not the end-all be-all, it is certainly a precursor to what could happen for the rest of the 16 games that these two teams have. So tonight is game one of 19, and I think both teams want to put their best foot forward.
Yeah, all right. If I can't dislike the Dodgers for doing what they did last night, can I at least dislike the Dodgers for what they've done to the Padres the last eight seasons? I looked
yes,
it up.
Absolutely.
It is not fun what has happened in this, quote, rivalry. Do you know, first of all, the last time the Padres won a season series over the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Give it to me.
Do you know who was the center fielder on the team that accomplished it? I'm pretty sure you were.
Padres.
Last time they won a season series over the Dodgers, 2010.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Makes
the
sense.
Last time they won a season series. The Padres won 10. The Dodgers won 8 that year, and I guess one game was postponed. But since then, I looked this up yesterday, and I just could not believe it. In the last 8 years, when the Dodgers have won their NL West division championships, the Dodgers' record against the Padres, including the playoffs last year, is 121 wins for the Dodgers, 61 wins for the Padres. The Dodgers are 60 games over 500 against the Padres. It's a winning percentage of .665, which basically means the Dodgers have won 2 out of every 3 games that these teams have played for 8 years. So is that enough reason to dislike the Dodgers?
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness, they have owned the Padres. There's no other way you can state it. And obviously they beat them in the playoff last year, and the Padres had their reasons why that happened, but the Dodgers still did it 3 straight, went 9-4 overall. So it has been a one-sided deal. And, you know, the Padres, this is what it's all about, man. They have been putting this team, this roster, this organization together with a shot at trying to knock off the Dodgers, and they get their first crack at it tonight. So,
Yeah, no, this is certainly something that has been brewing for this Padre ball club, right? They want to show that they're as good as everybody thinks they are. And that's why this series, I think, is going to be compelling, is because they are, and not just them, I think the Dodgers are anxious to show that they're still the team to beat. But I think the Padres have a chance here to kind of put their money where their mouth is, right? I think this has been something we've been talking about all offseason, especially after January and then into the spring training. Now they have a chance to put it down. It's not just on paper no more. We're going to find out for real tonight in this opening series game against the Dodgers.
Yeah. Padres, by the way, are 2.5 games behind the Dodgers in the standings. So let's first mention this. If for some reason the Dodgers end up sweeping, then it's a 5.5 game advantage. But no, the season is not over. There's still a lot of baseball to be played, so you're not risking everything this weekend. However, on the other side, if the Padres sweep the Dodgers, then the Padres go ahead of the Dodgers in the standings the end of the weekend, and that would be nice. So, and then all of a sudden, right, Tony, it would be a really big deal if they were able to do that. So that's kind of what's at stake this weekend. Either the Padres could be a half game ahead or the Dodgers could be 5.5 games ahead, more than likely to wind up somewhere in between all of that. But, you know, I'm looking not past tonight. I mean, you want to get the first one, but Yu Darvish, Blake Snell set up to pitch Saturday, Sunday. I know that they are facing great competition, Kershaw and Bauer. But, you know, this is why you went out and signed Darvish, why you signed Snell. I obviously, Snell wasn't pleased, and nobody was, with his outing earlier in the week against Pittsburgh. But this is his first crack at the Dodgers, right, since that World Series game coming up on Sunday. I know he is going to be totally geeked up for that opportunity. And Darvish, too. I mean, these are the reasons you got these two guys, is to compete and beat the Dodgers. So if Ryan Weathers can find a way tonight and the Padres can piece together everybody in that great bullpen of theirs, you know, who knows what can happen this weekend. Tonight's kind of a big one, because if you get the one, then you get Darvish, Snell, and you start thinking big things.
In some regards, this matchup tonight is not fair, you know, because and I say that from the standpoint that Ryan – is it built up the way Walker Buehler is? Right?
No.
Like, Ryan can go out and pitch his best game. It's only going to get so far because he's not built up. Walker Buehler, he has the ability to go 6, 7, 8 today if possible, right? So
sure.
I think from that standpoint, I really wish, you know, Ryan was built up, but I think he's gonna. I think Ryan's gonna go out and he's gonna pitch well. This has been a heavy lefty lineup for the Dodgers, and I think he can have some success against these guys. So that being said, you look to the next 2 days. Obviously, those are your two big dogs, right? And
right.
At the very least, you need them to pitch like the big dogs. And if they do that, now it just really falls on the offense, and can they score enough off of whether it's Kershaw or Bauer to win a game? Ideally, when two aces are going up against you, you expect a low-scoring affair. You expect that runs will be at a premium. And as long as that is the set of the game, as long as that is kind of where the base of the game is, you live with whatever results are, because that is what, you know, aces do. They keep the game low-scoring. Ain't a lot. Runs are at a premium. It's just a matter of who can scratch out a few more than the other.
Yeah, and you know what also I think that means, Tony, is something to watch, I think, for this weekend, is that defensive plays have to be made.
Yes.
You cannot
absolutely
give extra outs in
absolutely
tight ball games. And that means, you know, if it's a double play ground ball, you got to get both outs. You
yep
can't let the guy beat the force play at first.
The little things that have happened will be highlighted in this series.
Of course they
because
will.
Because the Dodgers are so good.
Yeah, I saw Chris Taylor beat out a double play ground ball last night. The next thing you know, Muncy hit a 3-run home run, and the Dodgers were winning the game. Had he not beat that out, the inning would have been over. So those are big plays.
Real quick, just came in on my watch. The Padres have activated Fernando Tatis Jr. from the 10-day IL.
Hey, let's get a round of applause.
Yeah, they have optioned Tuca Pietermaricano to the alternate training site. So I anticipate if he's off the IL, he's in that starting lineup. I have a hard time believing. I have a hard time believing that they're going to take him off the IL to have him come off the bench.
That would be interesting. Yes, that would be kind of a scratch. That would be a head scratcher if they got him off the injured list today, just so he could sit next to Jace Tingler tonight. So, all right, as soon as the lineups were out, we'll pass them along to you. But that's an excellent bit of news that Fernando Tatis Jr. is indeed off the 10-day injured list officially for the Padres. Coming up on the program, as we mentioned, Jake Cronenworth, our Friar Friday interview. Also, six things to know as the NL West rivals meet for their first series of the 2021 season. Scraby has that for us, and it's coming up in the next segment. So we'll give you some insight into the Padre-Dodger, quote, rivalry. As I said, it's a rivalry from this end, and the only way it's going to be a rivalry from that end is if the Padres beat them a bunch of times and get their attention. So hopefully they can start that tonight. The pitching matchup, as mentioned, Walker Buehler and Ryan Weathers. For what it's worth, Tony, both guys come in with a 1-0 record and a 1.50 ERA. So they're on even ground in that regard.
Yes, they
are. Even though they're not on even ground in the sense that Buehler has built up to a point where he could go 6-7 innings. And I don't think I need to remind Padre fans how good Walker Buehler has been against the Padres in his career.
Real quick, my partner Jesse Agler just tweeted this out. Fernando Tatis Jr. will be in the lineup tonight versus the Dodgers. So,
man, every time you speak, you've got good news. I like it.
Let's keep it that way.
We'll keep it that way. When we come
back.
What?
Pickles? Oh, he said pickles.
Pickles. All right, when
Wait,
we come back.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Chris. I know that was really rude of me. But, Tony, what is going on with this Jack in the Box guy in the stadium? I've seen this all over Twitter.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah, he's on the right field foul pole. I can tell you that much.
Jack, if you're, Jack in the Box's head?
Jack's head is right on the fair side of the foul pole.
Why? So if it hits Jack's head, it's a home run.
Yes, if it hits Jack's head, it's a homer. I would suppose there's some type of big prize if Jack's head is hit.
There
yeah.
has
to be. It's at the top of the foul pole?
The very top. They have like an extension coming off the top of the foul pole that kind of goes into fair territory.
Is that just on the right field line, or did they?
Just on the
right
field line.
Oh, there is no
right
foul pole
line.
Really on the left field line.
Yeah, they'd be hanging out on the Western Metal Supply building.
So they get Fernando Tatis Jr. back tonight, and Jack is on the foul pole.
Jack is here.
Wow.
It must be an important game.
It has to be.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I had to get that in.
It's an important show. Stick around. Gwen and Chris underway for a Friday on San Diego's number one sports talk station. We are 97.3 The Fan. Let's go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
3:23, opening game series of Padres-Dodgers here, Petco Park. Jack is in the building.
Yeah,
Jack in the Box. He's up on the foul pole. He's here. Padres have begun to get some of their early work in. I see AJ Preller down on the field with it looks like a brand new Nice haircut.
Uh-oh.
Does
he look like he slept this week?
Yeah, it looks like he got a little sleep. A little sleep. He's not in a suit, but he's certainly in shorts and a shirt.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to this series. But as you can imagine, a lot of writers are having their opinion. AJ Casafall came out with an article today. I think it was, the seven things the Padres need to do?
Yes, the seven. It's actually titled Seven Key Storylines as Dodgers Padres Reunite.
Why don't you give us the first storyline on the seven?
Yeah.
All right, the first storyline is NL West supremacy. Basically, this is the setup for what we've been talking about this whole offseason leading into this moment today. That's the first thing. That's the first storyline of the game.
Okay. It's an early indicator of it, maybe. I don't know that we could put everything into this series, but it's certainly a start to see where these teams kind of are at this point, right?
I have a feeling that if the Dodgers win this series, Tony, I think a lot of people are going to say, yep, see, we told you that the gap between these two teams is sizable and the Dodgers are way better than the Padres, and there's no way that the Padres are going to be able to keep up with them. But if the Padres beat the Dodgers in the series, I don't think anybody's going to say anything about it.
Yeah, well, I think, of course, the first is true because, I mean, the Padres were 1-2 against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and people were ready to cancel the season. So
that's right.
I suspect that to be the same thing here if the Dodgers are to win this series. But I don't think – I'm not even thinking about it in those terms. I'm thinking about it of how the guys in the locker room will see it. And I know there's a big-time belief that they are equals to the Dodgers. But going out and proving it on the field will go a whole long way for the Padres, and I think it would not only go a long way, but it could really start to set them up to where they can go on a nice little run here after if they can take this series.
Well, that and here's another thing to keep in mind. Everybody's focused on this series. These two teams play again in a four-game series next weekend in L.A.
That's right.
So
seven games in a week.
It's seven games in a week. So in a lot of ways, I think you got to almost include all seven games, don't you? I mean,
you absolutely do.
Right? You could lose the first two out of three, and what if you go to L.A. and win four straight? Then it was a pretty successful run. You know what I'm saying? So, really, the first three games aren't the whole deal. It's really a seven-game set with a couple of games mixed in between. I think the Padres have the Padres have it very tough because they're playing three against the Brewers.
Right.
And they're facing Woodruff and Corbin Burns in two of those games, two of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah, the next 10 games.
Yeah.
At the very least, regardless of what happens, I believe we'll start to lock the Padres in, right? Cuz you got to have superior concentration all the time, but especially when you're going up against teams where one mistake could cost you a game. And in both of those three series, whether we're talking the Dodgers, Brewers, and then four with the Dodgers again, this could be the best thing for the Padres, right? It's like iron sharpens iron. If you're constantly playing against the creme de la creme, and right now Milwaukee's that team in the Central right now.
Yeah.
And we know the Dodgers are that team in terms of Major League Baseball. So I think whatever happens, I like, as long as everybody's healthy after those 10 games, I like where the Padres could possibly be after these next 10 games.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a key deal because not only do the Padres have the seven with the Dodgers, and we mentioned the three in the middle with the Brewers, but while the Padres are taking on Woodruff and Corbin Burns on Monday and Tuesday, the Dodgers are in Seattle, and they're going to be facing Nick Margavičius, the former Padre, and Justin Dunn, a youngster for the Mariners. So the Dodgers, and then they're off Wednesday. So the Dodgers have a day off in the middle of this stretch. The Padres do not. So a little advantage to the Dodgers there. But I think it's interesting that everyone is going to focus, rightly so, on these first three games and make up their minds after Sunday, you know, what's going to happen with this division. But the fact of the matter is teams get right back together again next weekend in L.A. for four. Games are going to mean just as much as these three. So
no, there is no doubt about it. That is exactly how it should be. Like, what else we got from AJ Casaville?
Yeah, we're going to move a little bit quicker because we got Jake Cronenworth coming up next. Any carryover fireworks from 2020 AJ Casaville's writing? You know, the whole thing with Manny Machado flipping his bat, Trent Grisham flipping a baseball into the bullpen, Trent Grisham flipping his bat in the regular season. All that stuff. There could be some bad blood, and he's saying,
was it all on the Padres' side? Did the Dodgers provide any of that fire?
Bruce Dargaro flipped his hat as well.
Yeah, Gratterall reacted like an idiot after Bellinger made the great catch in the playoff. Walker Buehler mouthed off several times on Twitter. I know that. And I think that would be in the back of the mind of a couple of Padre guys. But I think that's just for us. I think that's fun for the media and fun for the fans, but I don't think it affects the games too much.
That's 100% for us. And by the way, to be fair, we can't – and listen, I enjoy good bat flips and all of that. I like the trash talking. That is right up my alley. But it's got to work both ways. You know, if we're going to be flipping bats, if the pitcher decides to flip his hat, it's all fair. Everything is fair at this point. And I don't think that's going to be something on the top of anybody's mind come game. Now, obviously, once the game starts, tensions can get high, and we'll see what happens at that point. But I really truly feel like these guys are locked into this series and what they have ahead of them. So
The MLB Network just put – they were showing a live shot of the dugout with Fernando Tatis Jr. sitting there getting ready, playing – you know, Jorge Mateo walks by in a Crone Zone shirt. It was great. Like, I didn't even know there were Crone Zone shirts.
Yeah.
But Jorge Mateo's –
they got a shirt for everything,
Zone.
Dog.
Yeah.
They literally have a shirt for everything.
Yeah. Do you want me to just read these real quick off the
rest
of them?
Yeah, read the rest of them.
Go ahead.
Go ahead or save them for later.
Oh, okay. Well, the next one is just Fernando Tatis Jr. is coming back, and then AJ Casaville's talking about how great the pitching is supposed to be in this series because of the matchups. And then he's saying, look forward to Sunday when Blake Snell gets the Dodgers again. And then he's also saying some of the American League reunions between Manny Machado and Trevor Bauer. And that's it, yeah.
Well, there it is. Well, we got a big matchup. As we said, starting at 7, was it 10 today? 7-10?
7-10, yes. Sure.
7-10 matchup today. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's step away, take a break. When we come back, it's Friar Friday. And guess what? We got Jake Cronenworth joining us to talk about the hot start as well as this upcoming series against the Dodgers. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And don't forget, if you miss anything throughout the Gwen and Chris show, make sure you download our podcast from 973thefansd.com or on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Guess what just popped up on my screen, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
What's that, a lineup?
The Padres lineup for tonight's opening game of the series. Dodgers are being a little more coy than the Padres tonight. Dodgers have not yet announced their lineup, or at least it hasn't popped up on my screen yet, but we'll give you the Padre lineup here in just a second. But first, let's check traffic, and then don't forget also in this segment, we will hear from the guy who is batting in the number three hole in the Padre lineup tonight on our Friar Friday interview. First, traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Padres are going left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right in their lineup tonight. And here is what they're going to go with in the opening game of this series against the Dodgers. Welcome you back to Gwen and Chris. Trent Grisham going to lead off in center field. I don't think that surprises anybody. Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup. And you know what, Tony? Give him and this medical staff and this whole ball club a lot of credit getting him ready to go. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. I understand. It's, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a wait and see thing. But when he first went down and went on the injured list 10 days ago, I don't think a lot of us thought he'd actually be playing and starting tonight. And I'm sure he and this medical staff put in a lot of hard work to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we wanted to, well, our eyes are what told us that based on the type of pain he seemed to be in.
Yeah.
When he went down. But if we listen to AJ Preller in that presser shortly thereafter, he said the doctors basically said he would have a chance to be back in 10 days. And here we are 10 days later, and he's in the lineup. And you guys don't get a chance to see it, but Jesse and I do. We've seen him as we prepare for our games. He was taking ground balls pretty much the entire time on that last road trip. He was swinging the bat the entire time. On that road trip, he's out right now working with Bobby Dickerson on the defensive side of things. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but it was hard to believe our or to not to believe our eyes in what we saw when he went down.
Yeah, good point. He was batting second. How about Jake Cronenworth going to hit in the number three spot tonight?
Yeah, he's
our Friar Friday interview coming up here in just a few minutes. Manny Machado will be in the cleanup spot. Tonight, Eric Hosmer will bat fifth. Will Myers is back in the lineup tonight, so that's a good thing. He's in the number six spot. Jurickson Profar will be in left field. All of you Tommy Pham haters will be happy to see he's not in the lineup tonight. 2 days in a row off for Tommy Pham. I think that's something to definitely discuss a little bit later on, Tony. Luis Campusano bats eighth and is catching, and then Ryan Weathers will be pitching and batting ninth. So that is the lineup that Jace Tingler is going to roll out for the first game of this three-game series. Like I said, we'll get the Dodger lineup to you as soon as we have a chance to. But definitely going left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, and try to get it done here against this tough right-hander Walker Buehler of the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right, let's get to our Friar Friday interview now. Joining us on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is Padres more than just a utility man, Jake Cronenworth.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Our Friar Friday coverage continues, and of course the Dodgers are in town, and we are joined by the Padres' hot-hitting second baseman, Jake Cronenworth, here on 97.3 The Fan. Jake, great to have you with us. I don't know, is it a little bit like Christmas morning today? As an ex-Michigan guy, is this like the day of the Michigan-Ohio State game, or the Dodgers are in town, or do you try to kind of temper your enthusiasm a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you just try to remain calm and relaxed. And, I know it's going to be a fun weekend and got a really good team coming in town, Dodgers. But, just going to try to go out there and compete the best we can and hopefully get some wins.
Jake, you've kind of moved up and down the lineup here recently. You've hit at the top of the lineup with Tatis Jr. being out. You seem to have adapted pretty well. I mean, do you like hitting at the top of the lineup, or does it even matter to you at all?
You know, wherever they put me that day, you know, I just try to make it the most comfortable I can. You know, try not to change my approach at the plate. You know, if I'm hitting sixth or first, second, or ninth, or, you know, I've always been a little comfortable hitting wherever in the lineup. And, you know, it's one of those things you can't try to do too much if you're in the middle of the order or at the top of the order. You just kind of got to remain the same guy.
Jake Cronenworth off to a great start joining us here on Gwen and Chris as the Padres get set to take on the Dodgers. And Tony kind of alluded to Fernando Tatis Jr., and we're assuming he'll be in the lineup tonight, hoping he will be anyway. What does his return mean to this ball club, Jake?
Yeah, I think it's another guy in the lineup that, you know, you can just put right in there at the top or in the middle. And, you know, if anything, you know, he's going to provide that spark as he always does. And, you know, whether he's getting on base and stealing a base or going first to home or whatever it is, you know, he's going to bring that spark. And especially tonight against a really good team, I think that could help if he's in there.
Jake, as let's talk about, you swung the bat extremely well to start the season. So well that you barely are swinging and missing at anything. You're putting barrel to ball or at least making contact often. And now I made it a point not to bring it up at first, but you finally had a swing and miss. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Foul tip, strikeout.
It wasn't even a swing and miss.
Good point. I mean, is that something that's important to you in a game today where strikeouts are at its highest and there's a lack of action? You're a little bit of a throwback player when it comes to that. You are looking to put the ball in play. Is that something of importance to you personally?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always hated striking out, and you know, for me, my goal has always been to just get on base any way possible. And it's not like I'm trying to swing and miss, but I'm just trying to hit the ball as hard as I can, you know, wherever it's pitched. But yeah, that's really about it.
Jake, got off to a nice start last year. Second month didn't go quite as well for you. Did you make any changes with your swing or your approach in the off season? Things that you're putting into play this year, or is it still the same Jake Cronenworth?
No, really still the same Jake Cronenworth. Just making some adjustments at the plate, you know, whoever we're facing that night, and, you know, formulating a plan of attack with ease, and some of the other guys like Haas and Grish, and you know what they see at the plate before I get up there, and vice versa. So, you know, I think we've had a really good communication this year so far, but we just got to keep that rolling.
Jake, I'm gonna stay on the hitting because you've been so good at it. I mean, this year it seems like you've been able to make an adjustment pitch to pitch as opposed to a bat to a bat. Last year, does it feel that way to you? Because it seems to me, if you are a tick off on one pitch, you're able to kind of make an adjustment relatively quickly in an at-bat.
Yeah, I think it's just something you got to be conscious of. And I felt like I've always been able to adjust pretty quickly. And I think when you realize what you're doing at the plate, whether you foul, pitch off down the third baseline or whatever it is, to make that quick adjustment because, you know, what a pitcher's seeing, you know, your barrel's underneath the ball and you're fouling it off down the third baseline, you know, they're going to go right back to that same pitch. And, right, you know, you just got to be quick to make that adjustment and, you know, hopefully put a barrel on it somewhere in the big part of the field.
Jake, when it comes to facing left-handers, lefty on lefty, is it a different at bat for you? And if it is, how so?
You know, not really. I have a little bit different of approach against lefties than I do righties, just because, you know, where they're thrown from and some of the different stuff they have. But, you know, I'm still trying to have a really good at-bat and just go up there and, you know, whether it's C8 pitches or hit something hard somewhere, you know, like I said earlier, I'm just trying to formulate that plan off that specific guy because, you know, one lefty's different from another, so you never know, you know, what they're going to do that day.
Now, Jake, I may have it wrong, but from my viewpoint, you look like you run really well. But I haven't really seen you aggressive in terms of stolen bases, and you've had opportunity. Is that something that you're looking to get better at? Is it something that you consider a part of your game?
Definitely something I'm looking to get better at. I mean, I've never really, even in the minors, I think the most I've had in 1 year is 20. Yeah. But I think it's definitely something, you know, I can get better at. And, you know, for me, if I'm hitting at that top of the lineup, you know, be super sure about going and stealing that base because I got, you know, some of the best hitters in the league behind me and Manny, Haas, and Toddy.
Right.
Where I'm comfortable, you know, scoring from first if they hit a ball in the gap. But, you know, if I'm hitting in the bottom of the order, maybe something I can take a chance on. You know, it's definitely something I got to work on and get better at.
Jake Cronenworth is with us, the great young Padre infielder. Padres Friar Friday here as they get set to host the Los Angeles Dodgers. Jake, give me just a general feel for how the ball club is through 14 games in your mind and what you perceive in the team's mind. The 9-5 record, are you guys happy with where you're at? What are some of the things you guys are talking amongst yourselves about needing to work on here to kind of keep this good start going?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's feeling great. Obviously, you know, hoping to get Toddy back here pretty soon. Give us a little spark. You know, I think we would have wished we would have finished that road trip off a little stronger there in Pittsburgh and maybe got another win or two. But, you know, everything's good. You know, guys are coming off the DL and we're starting to get everybody back together. And, you know, I think tonight's going to be an exciting game.
Jake, last one for me. You guys come into this series, and you're facing the big dogs. You got Walker, you got Kershaw, Bauer, the finish off the series. What is the mindset going against aces, as opposed to maybe facing the back end of a rotation? Is there a different mindset in terms of expectation going against these guys, or are you really trying to treat everybody, every starting pitcher, the same?
That's a great question. I mean, it's really tough to answer because I think it's different for everybody. Mm. Obviously, you know, they have three really good guys going this weekend and they have a Hall of Famer going too. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to go up there and battle your ass off. Sorry for saying that. That's really what you got to do. I mean, they're some of the best in the league and, there's a reason they're in the positions they are. And, you know, the more we can do to get their pitch counts up early and, you know, hopefully scratch some runs across, then do whatever we have to do is our goal.
Jake Cronenworth keeps battling as hard as he's been battling. You're not going to have much of a behind left, Jake. Keep on doing that. It's working right now. And really congratulations on your fast start and the team getting out of the gate good. And obviously, just a little note passing along from all of the San Diego fans. Best of luck this weekend. I know it's just three games out of 162, but for the fans of the Padres, I know you guys are excited. It'd be great to win this series. So good luck. Go get them.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Tony.
There he is, Jake Cronenworth, off to a great start this year, the Padres' second baseman, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. And, Tony, I don't know if it is a new road for Jake Cronenworth tonight, batting in the number three spot. Has he been there yet?
He has been there.
Okay.
He hit there yesterday, actually.
All right. So it's just been a – it's kind of, that's how much confidence they have in this guy right now.
Listen,
because
he's
your spot for the top hitter right now, and he's the guy.
He's hit third, he's hit second, he's hit first, he's hit sixth. I mean, he's versatile. He can hit really anywhere in the lineup, maybe minus the 4-5 spot, but he's shown that he's capable of doing all of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him to hit in the middle of the order or hit ninth. Remember, he used to be a pitcher.
That's right.
And when we very first interviewed him, that was the whole reason we interviewed him, was because he was a pitcher and an infielder, and we thought it was
a cool story. Right?
And he's pretty much put all of that to bed and become second in the Rookie of the Year balloting last year and a key part of this Padre ball club for sure. Have a minute or two before the break. Any surprise in your mind that Tommy Pham sits out for a second consecutive game today?
No.
Or not in the starting lineup anyway.
Not at all. Especially when you got Kershaw going tomorrow, lefty. Probably see Pham back in the lineup then. You want to get him rolling. And I think this is where Jace Tingler comes into play, right? Part of a manager job is to put your guys in the best position to succeed.
Right.
And it may have to be kind of piecemealed until he gets it going. But I think there's buy-in there. And that always makes these decisions a little bit easier.
All right, so Jerks and Profar are batting seventh in left field tonight. If you missed the Padre lineup, it is in for tonight. Grisham, Tatis, Cronenworth, yes, Tatis is back. He has been activated from the 10-day injured list, batting second tonight. Machado.
We're aiming for the big cake, man.
Yes, thank you, Fernando. Machado, yes, Hosmer, and Myers. I'm glad they don't all have little sayings, or I wouldn't be able to get through the lineup.
I wish they did.
Profar, Campusano getting the start tonight against the Dodgers, and Ryan Weathers on the mound. I mean, who'd have imagined, right, that a couple of months ago that the first matchup against the Dodgers with all of the big names that have been acquired by the Padres and all of the moves that they've made,
that they'd have a rookie battery going tonight with Ryan Weathers and Luis Camposano in the very first game of the year against L.A. Crazy.
You know what? Maybe the rookie battery is a little different, but I think back, like, the Dodgers were in this spot, too, at one point, where they were starting a Nathan Eovaldi going up against a Lincecum or a Bumgarner, and, you know, look where they are now. So Ryan Weathers is making his starting debut here today, but remember, this guy was drafted a very high pick. He was expected to be in the starting rotation. We just didn't know it was going to be this soon.
Yeah.
And for these reasons, but he's more than capable of being able to do it, for sure.
Sure. Yeah, both he and Walker Buehler are number one picks, first-round picks, although Buehler was the 24th pitcher take or player taken in his draft. Ryan Weathers was number 7 overall in his. Time now for the Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is bike. Text the word bike, B-I-K-E. 72881 is the number to text in for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway. It's powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. Call in right now if you want to play a little Chris versus the fans. We'll do some trivia when we return. 833-288-0973. Gwynn and Chris, leading you on up to tonight's game between the Padres and the Dodgers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.